One of the biggest sporting events was in Dublin, where the 2022 VHI Women's Mini Marathon took place in the capital. 20,000 plus runners set off from the start line, and the quickest person home today was a Sligo woman. She's Sligo AC's Aoife Kilgallen, and she's on the way home this evening to the Northwest, but she's kindly pulled in and stopped for a few minutes, and she's on the line. Aoife, congratulations to you.
Hi, awesome. Thanks a million. Thank you.
What a performance today. 33 minutes and 7 seconds. Yeah. Tell me about this run.
Oh, it's fantastic. Like, the atmosphere was unbelievable. I came up not knowing what kind of form I was in, and I just said I'd kind of give it a go, give it a good lash. And as you can see, the competition, like the standards with girls and women now all over Ireland, is just amazing. So it was good to get into it and work together, I suppose, to do a fast time on the course. And I was surprised, so PB and a win, so I'm delighted.
And there are video clips of the closing stages of today's mini marathon doing the rounds on social media, and you were pushed all the way to the closing meters.
Yeah, all the way. Myself and Sarah and McDonnell, one of the Dublin girls, and Ida was actually third, her sister. We were all together until about 8k, and then myself and Sarah kind of broke away 2k to go, and I was within the last 200 meters. But yeah, I just pushed myself, and I just kept thinking, don't fall, because it was quite slippy up there today. It was raining, and so that's the win, so I'm delighted.
I know it's hard to categorise all these fine performances for you, Aoife, but where would you rank? This is a very unique event on the Irish athletics calendar. It is so popular, both for competitive runners and for social runners and people who want to fundraise. We know all about the Women's Mini Marathon and the appeal it has nationally and for Irish people overseas as well. You've won plenty this year. You've been on podiums. Where would you rank this particular success today?
Yeah, definitely up there. Like, I feel like honoured just to be in a crowd with so many women and just doing like the thing that we love. It's definitely up there, and honoured because I know so many great athletes have won that in the past as well. So I won't be forgetting it anytime soon.
Absolutely. You're in a good vein of form at the moment, by the sounds of things.
I am, yeah, I know, but just, I suppose, like everything, you kind of have your ups and downs, and I suppose it's, for myself, it's just learning not to be too hard on yourself on the downs and just embrace everything, I suppose, that comes with the sport. So,
will you celebrate this evening? Do you allow yourself a non-elite athlete's diet on an evening like this?
I think so. I travelled up with three of the girls, so they were all thrilled as well with their race. So I think once we get back, we might have a bit of food and then maybe go into town and have a bit of a celebration.
Sure. It's well deserved. And of course, so many local athletes, whether it was competitively or just to run for some charity or whatever, have made the journey to Dublin this weekend for the mini marathon. There's a great influx of athletes who've made the route up and down the N4 this weekend.
That's true, definitely, yeah.
What's next for you, Aoife, when you do get a bit of rest after this win today?
Yeah, I'll continue the training now for the next 2 weeks or so, and then the nationals are on again, track and field, so that's probably the next one.
Of course, that's a big event on the calendar too, indeed.
Yeah.
Which you have done very well in the recent past.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, Aoife, we wish you luck at the Nationals in a couple of weeks' time, and well done on a fabulous run today in Dublin, winning the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. We'll let you get back on the road and make your journey safely home to Sligo again. Thank you for taking the call at such short notice.
Thanks, Millie Nelson. Thank you.